Sometimes we hear of the disputes between Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and the children of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And we become big judges and big champions in that. And we start saying this man was cursed and that man was this and this one was the other one. Yet Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was one of those who also was selected to write part of the wahi, part of the revelation. So once we start swearing and cursing him, what will happen? We begin to doubt revelation. A'udhu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the devil and from his plan. So it is extremely important for us to know the reasoning behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instruction to us to respect the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of these reasons is because your entire deen has come through them. They have sacrificed. If we are to discount their effort and disrespect them, we begin to lose respect for the deen itself. Some people begin to curse the status of the young companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and they begin to issue remarks that are very derogatory by saying, oh, he was only with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a very short period of time. How can he have narrated so many hadith? Allah grants barakah to whomsoever he wishes. Sometimes the youngest from amongst us has memorized the Quran much stronger than the older ones from amongst us. It is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of our children have made a greater effort in learning the deen than some of the older ones. And sometimes it's the blessings given by Allah, the ability given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, we need to know that his proper name was Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. And we also need to know that we will say radiallahu anhu. And we also need to know that the bulk of the hadith and the sayings and the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came via that particular companion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a dua for him, and when he was a person who really made a great effort in conveying the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't let anyone allow you, or do not let anyone con you into believing that we are allowed to speak bad about this companion and that one and this one. Because if that is the case, we lose the value of the deen. And this is why, when it comes to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, we find some people bad-mouthing him, na'udhu billah. Whereas the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know what he says? He says, if Umar ibn al-Khattab was walking down a certain gully or alley, shaitan would never walk down the same gully or alley, but he would walk down a different one. And another narration says that if there were to be a messenger after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps it would have been the likes of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The reason is, many times he utters statements in his life which were later confirmed by the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he uttered certain words, and when he was asked for advice, sometimes he gave certain advice. And later on, the Quran came to confirm the opinion of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon all of them. My brothers and sisters, what a powerful topic. What powerful people. We have no standing in front of them. We are only known because we have taken from their teachings. Today, if we were to remove the teachings of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have no Quran in our midst. We would have nothing to talk about. We wouldn't even be gathered here. You would not even know me, nor would I have an inclination of who you were. Subhanallah. But it is because of their sacrifice and Allah having chosen them that the message has come down.